Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greeting, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, we get one of our first glimpses at what would be, as you'll continue through the book of Acts, what obviously becomes two foundational cornerstones of the early church. And while I am not one that says if the early church did it, we ought to do it, I think we're going to find very soon that, in fact, in the next few days, that they begin to do some things that will come back to haunt them. So I'm not a proponent of just doing everything they did. That would indicate no growth in the Spirit. But there are some things that they represented that keep popping up over and over in Acts that tells me it was the will of the Holy Spirit to be that way. And two of those foundational things show up in Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. I say two, even though there's four things in that verse, but there's two of them that I think are absolutely essential to the church, and that is doctrine and fellowship. The word doctrine there is really teaching. They continued in the apostles' teaching and fellowship. And I think part of doctrine and fellowship is breaking bread and prayer. I would almost subcategorize breaking bread and prayer. Doesn't matter how you would break it down. Maybe you say they're the four corners, and I would not disagree with that. But I want to emphasize to begin with the doctrine and the fellowship. Two things that are, and I hate to sound like a pessimist, because you know me, I'm an optimist. But two things that, I'll be honest, as I go around the church world, I notice these are two things that are vanishing in the church, is doctrine and fellowship. First of all, let's start with doctrine. Doctrine is almost considered too deep in most churches. I was in a place recently, and the pastor got up and introduced his sermon by saying, I'm actually going to use some scripture today. And I thought, well, bless God, you know, I wonder what you did last week. Doctrine, it's almost as if we think if we give doctrine, we'll run people off. The early church didn't know any other way to do it but to give doctrine, because doctrine, the teaching of who they were and what they represented and who Christ was an absolute essential part of what they did. If we lose that, then we don't know the truths about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit, about our own walk in God, if we lose doctrine. And I think we have a famine for good teaching in the church. There's good instructional, motivational speeches. There's even good loud, screaming, hollering preaching. But the need to dig down deep and teach the Word, so crucial, so important. One of the things that I love to do is we go all over the country meeting with people and having a lot of living room meetings. I'm doing as many living room meetings now as I am church meetings. And man, you can get into some really good depth in those living room meetings where you're just sitting down, everyone open your Bible, and we just take an examination in the scriptures. And it's a phenomenal journey. I think we have to have a return to teaching and a return to fellowship in a church world in which people want to be more and more isolated. They want to be left alone. They don't want to have to deal. They don't want to, because they're afraid they'll be asked to do something. And the lack of fellowship causes people to become an island where they don't ever interact with other believers. And then they're never challenged in what they believe. Notice doctrine and fellowship are very close together in the early church because the two need one another for true teaching to happen. Fellowship needs to happen so that people challenge beliefs and doctrine, and then they find common ground and stability. Without one, the other becomes incomplete. Doctrine without fellowship is just a one-sided teaching event. Fellowship without doctrine is a party. With the two, you have the foundations of the church. We'll look at those subsets of things they did in the church tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.